From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an accusation on Syria. The human rights group Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes. Meanwhile, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria says the ceasefire is largely holding. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura says the cessation of hostilities in Syria lasted for 6 days, noting this is one of the longest periods of relative calm in Syria's 5 years of war.
Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued.
De Mistura says UN personnel are closely monitoring what is happening on the ground. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
European Council President Donald Tusk says the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea from Turkey to EU territory remains too high. Tusk says further measures are needed to curb it. Speaking Thursday at a joint press conference in Ankara, Tusk said turning illegal migrants back would break the business model of smugglers who arrange the sea crossings. He praised Turkey for its cooperation, including stepped-up Coast Guard patrols and tightening of its visa program in handling the migrant influx. A military court in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has sentenced to death a former journalist who helped al-Shabaab kill 5 fellow reporters in Mogadishu. According to the court verdict, Hassan Hanafi assisted the Islamist militant group by identifying possible targets among journalists between 2007 and 2011. In an interview, he admitted to playing a role in some of the killings. This is VOA News.